Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. I've been touched. And ever since that moment that I made contact with Him, I have never been the same. He came after me. Blessed be His holy name, now and forevermore, and He'll come after you, and He's after you. If you're not saved, He's after you, and even if you are saved, He's after you, because He wants to share more with you as we go forward with it, you know, going forward with the victory that comes from in Christ Jesus. The evidence of God and this earth is everywhere. The earth and all that is in it is His. And you're just being a witness right now to all that's going on. His voice then shook the earth, but now He has promised, saying, yet once more, I'll shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Going forward here, people, have deep, earnest, reverent respect for who He is and what He's doing. The whole earth right now is being turned upside down. Blessed be His holy name, now and forevermore. And He's going to fill this house. For you believers out there, your body becomes a temple of the Holy Ghost. And He will fill your house, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. And He is the Prince of Peace. Peace is breaking out all over the world, no matter what you think, no matter what mainstream media is trying to portray as the great tumult going on in the world. God is pouring Himself out everywhere, all over the world. He's pouring His Spirit out everywhere, and it's not going to stop from this point going forward until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And this is the time in which you are living right now. It's a blessed time to be alive. And I'll tell you, what a victory we have in Christ Jesus. I'll tell you, the scripture that popped up into my mind today was the one from Isaiah 40, verse 31. Let me just turn to that real quick in my Bible. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Blessed be His holy name, now and forevermore. God is doing a new thing throughout this entire earth right now. The shaking continues. You know, the darkness simply can't do anything about it. They can't even comprehend it. They can't even figure out what's going on. And by the time they do catch up on one thing, it's starting to shake and fall apart in all other areas of the earth in which they had strongholds, because they're all coming down. God is doing His part. As I said earlier, the earth and all that is in it is His. All the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills, it's His. And right now we're living in that time where He is revealing it all, and great things are happening everywhere. So, before I get going farther into the broadcast, let me just get the specifics, all the particulars out of the way. I am Brad DiDonato, I am with Touched by Him Ministries, named after the woman with the issue of blood who said, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." That's salvation. It's complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. And when you turn into him and you look unto him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and you start doing things his way, because he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through him. When you start doing things his way, you're going to start living the victory that he purchased for you at the cross. And, you know, that's what a lot of the tumult in the world is going on right now. They can't understand what's going on. They can't understand why their government jobs are disappearing, that kind of thing. But they're not used to having to deal with a government who never could bother to hold themselves accountable to a tax-paying public. And now that they are, they're mad, they're angry because they're being let go of their jobs, that type of thing. But God has a plan for you no matter what. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? As I said earlier, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. No one gets to the Father except through him. There is no other way. Jesus is the way, and he's come so that you might have life and that more abundantly. So anyway, how do you contact us here at the ministry? Our website, touchedbyhim.org, has all this information. TBHM for Touched by Him Ministry. TBHM.org is another website. Just put it into your browser and click on it, and it'll take you to our webpage. Our mailing address is at the bottom. You can write us, send in a financial offering to us, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247 Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. We're believing for 300 more new listeners tuning into this broadcast, because I have an opportunity. I've been given an opportunity to move into another media market that has 8 million listeners into it. I'd like to take advantage of that. So if I could just get 300 new believers out there sending in $5 a week into the broadcast, we could go out there and move into this new market without even batting an eye. So Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. That's our mailing address. You can call us at 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave us the reason why you're calling. We'll get back with you. Also, if you're calling us for prayer, leave your prayer request and let that voicemail be your opportunity, just like the woman with the issue of blood who said, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." That was her, when her opportunity came and Jesus came walking by, she acted on that and did what she said she was going to do. When you call us for prayer, leave your prayer request if you get voicemail, and we'll start praying for you immediately. If you want us to get back in contact with you, leave us a number in which we can do that, and we will return that call. It may take us time, you know, in playing telephone tag with you, but we'll call you back. So also, you can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. And send us your prayer requests. We always print them out. We stack them up, we lay hands on them, you know, and God's on the move. We're in a time where he's preparing his church. He's preparing his church to be glorious. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, not one sick, not one feeble, not one broke, not one busted or disgusted amongst us. As I said earlier about salvation, it means complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, whatever your condition is in this life, God is with you in it. He'll help you. He'll help you through it, and you will come out victorious. All you need is faith in God. Blessed be His holy name. So that's our contact information on our website. Also, the media page. We only rent 30 minutes of airtime on the radio, but the broadcasts typically go at least 10 minutes longer than what you're hearing over the radio. And you can go to our website and click on the media page. On the media page, you can find the radio week that we're you're hearing us over right now, which is Radio Week March 30th of 2025. But we have all previous weeks up there. We have like six other previous weeks or five other previous weeks in addition to that. So you can listen to them. You can stream them. If you're out in your car and you're going down the road, you can stream them over the internet if you have internet access and listen to the message in its fullness. Plus listen to the other ones several times over the week. We're always quoting scripture because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And as you get more word into you on a regular basis, the greater your faith becomes. Faith is a spiritual force. It's the opposite of fear, and it allows you to speak to your mountains. It's that force that gives you the result of when you speak to your mountains, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. And should you have any unforgiveness in your life toward anyone, forgive them. So if you'll forgive them, God will forgive you, and that opens up your faith to a new level of manifestation. God spoke the word over everything he did, starting with the book of Genesis and going forward in verse 1, you know, the world was without form and void. God spoke the word into it. He spoke into the tohu vabohu, you know, that chaotic condition of what the world was in, and out of it came everything that you know in your life right here and right now. So anyway, on that media page, you can hear the whole weekly, the whole fullness of the broadcast for this week and previous weeks to feed your spirit, man. Increase that faith in you and then start applying it in your life. You know, God's word, do what he tells you to do, say what he tells you to say. Don't do what he tells you not to do. Don't say what he tells you not to say. And in that lies your victory. Understand that parable in Mark chapter 4 about the sower sows the word. Wherever you are at in your life, Christian or non-Christian alike, you are reaping what you've sown. Take responsibility for that. Learn how to speak God's word into it, into your life, and stay with it, and you will have whatsoever you say. And in that process, that is the victory that overcomes the world, your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who paid that price for you. And we're now living in that special time between Purim and Passover. And there's a lot of change going on in the earth right now, right here in America, right here in our neighboring countries, both above us and below us, and all around the world. Great change is happening in the story of Esther, and which is what Purim is about. They were, you know, they had judged the Jewish people, and they were planning to hang them all. Haman had his crew out there, built a gallows right in front of his own home there in the city. He was going to hang all Mordecai and all of his, all those Jewish people. Believers, but Esther got with God, followed the instructions she received, and then the Jewish people were allowed to protect themselves and kept that Holocaust from happening at that point in time. And then the reversal happened instead in Purim, and it was Haman that got hung, and all of his sons also, 10 of them, they were all hung. Right there in the city, the gallows in which he had built them. So what he meant to use for destruction of God's people, he turned it over on them. And that's what's happening in the world right now. Great revelation is coming because we are in Purim. Great shaking is happening everywhere. And things are moving forward in the kingdom of God. It's a manifestation of the prayer that so many Christians have prayed over the last couple thousand years, which starts off with Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And because the earth is his and the fullness thereof, God's righteousness is prevailing everywhere, and it's turning everything upside down. And no matter what people try to get a hold of it and understand what's happening, you know, you can fight it all you want. There are always going to be those people who reject Christ for who he is and what he's done for them. And he's plenty long-suffering toward everybody. All the unrighteous sinners that are out there right now, God's given you time to change your mind. And the evidence is pointing to him and that he isn't the one in control here. But yet, if you want to ultimately reject that, you shall. And you shall have to answer for yourself. And you don't want to have to do that because hell is a real place. And if you die without making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and then continuing on with that event, and once you get born again, you know, you get translated immediately out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. But in addition, you need to go forward with Him. Seek first the kingdom of God, His way of doing things. Then all these things will be added unto you. So that is what is your job as a believer. So disciple yourself and get after. Just start reading the Word of God. Do what it tells you to do. Say what it tells you to say. Don't do what it tells you not to do. Don't say what it tells you not to say. And in that lies your victory. You know, He overcame. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. But once you initially get saved and you start doing things His way, you can start living the life of victory that is in Him. He'll be with you in trouble. He'll set you on high because you have known His name. He'll deliver you. He'll honor you with long life. He will satisfy you and show you that salvation, that life with complete and total soundness in every area, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken, complete and total soundness everywhere. He'll show you that life as you go forward. There is a victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, and when you believe in and act on all of His promises, you find out that all of His promises in the Anointed One, Jesus, and His anointing, they are all yes and amen. Blessed be His holy name. And again, I'm reminded of that scripture out of Isaiah chapter 40. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'll tell you, people, this is a time to get caught up in the uplift that's happening everywhere. Spread your wings and fly like never before. God is doing a mighty thing. And so be not dismayed, because He is God. He'll strengthen you, and He will help you, and He'll uphold you with the right hand of My righteousness, is a promise from our Father God in heaven Himself. Jesus is that right hand of righteousness. Oh my goodness, it's happening everywhere. So you can count on it, you can trust in Him, and know that you can start living that victory that comes from being in Him. Blessed be His holy name. So if you've been listening to these broadcasts, you know, I've been going over stuff that you need to be doing, knowing that God is a sovereign God, and going forward with that, and that now we're living in the time to embrace the awe of God, you know, have deep, earnest, reverent respect for who He is and what He's done, and get ready. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring like never before, and he's bringing back the wonder and the awe of God. This is a time in which we're living here. This is a time to draw close to Him like never before. And that's what I've been sharing with you over these past several weeks over the radio. So get ready. You know, He told us in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for Me. Because you have forgotten the word of your God, I also will forget your children." Don't be caught up in that. You know, don't be one of those who perish, man. Draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. So know that and go forward with that. This year, moving forward, we're now coming into the time of, as I said, we're in between the season of Purim and Feast of Passover, the day of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of First Fruits. And I find it interesting this year that the Feast of First Fruits celebration happens to be on the Jewish calendar on a Sunday, the very Sunday that we celebrate Easter in most of the Christian world. So the whole holy, wholesome fear of God is the awe of God. So people, I'm warning you that I'm not as easy to get along with as some preachers have made me out to be. You know, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And deep, earnest, reverent respect for who He is, what He's done. He controls your every breath. He controls your every, flicker your tongue as you speak. You know, God is in control of all of that, and you need to keep that fear of the Lord, because it shows it is that you have the beginning of wisdom. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So, and the entrance and unfolding of your words, of God's words into your life, gives light. Their unfolding gives understanding, which is discernment and comprehension to the people, to the simple. So all you need to settle in your heart is that our God reigns, and start going forward with that for sure. And now, as I've shared in these broadcasts, it's the time to acquire your God-given mantle of authority and get after it. God's done much for you, so start acquiring the wisdom of God as you read God's word on a daily basis. Many times we have them on our website. You can go to our resources page and download a copy of a method of which you can read the word daily. And by the time you're done reading it, doing its daily reading throughout an entire year of 365 days, you read the Bible through all the way, cover to cover, and then again to start again in the next year. You never get tired of it. Once it's read, it's not always read. God's word is forever pregnant. It's always producing for you. And next year it will produce more than it did this year, because he is an eternal God, and you're never going to know everything that there is about him. But so the point is acquire the wisdom of God. And as you start to witness God's demonstration of power, the awakened believer, the awakened warrior, will be awestruck, and you'll be mobilized. Decree a thing. He said in Job 22 and 28, decree a thing and it will be established. And then Jesus said further in Matthew 18, verse 18, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And we are destined to become overcomers, victorious warriors in this battle that we're in. You know, yet the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. And you must never forget that no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of you, believer, as a servant of the Lord. And those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced, this is the righteousness or the vindication which you obtain from me, says the Lord. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord. So, you know, get ready. And he gives his angels charge over you, special charge over you, to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and servants. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You know, just to take a little side note there, you know, God's for you. And no matter what you're doing in a day, sometimes things just don't work out. You have the best laid plans. But, you know, when you make time for God, he makes time for you. And just the other day, my wife and I, we were on a mission, and we were headed up to Parachute, Colorado. And we were going to bring with us a particular piece of hardware with us as we went up there to deliver it, to help this person out. And in that process of doing that, my vehicle broke down. The truck broke down, and we couldn't get it started where we picked up the material that we were going to take up to Parachute with us as a favor. And so we ended up having to call. Before that happened, my wife had a doctor's appointment. We took care of that. After that, we then went and picked up that material. And then we were on our way up to Parachute, and the truck wouldn't start. We had to call a tow truck. The tow truck came. He took us and towed us to the mechanic who had done some work on the truck and was going to repair the problem. We left the truck off there. On the way out to the mechanic's office and garage, the driver of the tow truck dropped my wife off at our house. She went and got our car and followed us out there to where the mechanic was. We dropped the truck there, got the stuff out of the truck that we were going to take up to Parachute with us. We headed up to Parachute, made that a delivery and got to do the reason why we were going up there to begin with. And by the time we got back into town on that same day, late in the afternoon, as I pulled into the garage, the mechanic had called me and had taken care of the problem, something that we had tried to address a couple months earlier. But he honored it. You know, we picked and repaired, you know, did the repair for us. We picked up the truck, and on my way home, I picked up some dinner, and we were sitting at home at, say, like 5:30 in the afternoon, not knowing how this day was going to unfold, and that's how it unfolded for us. But God was with us the whole way. He took care of us the whole way. We didn't panic. We stayed in faith, and we got everything done that we wanted to accomplish, and we had a nice meal that we didn't have to cook ourselves after the whole event. So we were kind of laughing about it, but it's the goodness of God. He loves you. He cares for you, and he'll do that for you at what you would consider the minimalist parts of your life. He's involved in it all, and those angels are with us. They take care of us. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone, and you just need to know that going forward, and there's great victory going on here. So you got to embrace the awe of my Almighty God, and it's always in the little things as well as the big and obvious things where it's more easily to say, but God's in it with you. And so get ready. So get ready to, and God's preparing his people to embrace the awe of Almighty God. And he said to a man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding. That's Job 28 and verse 28. And again, as in Proverbs 9 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And God has given you power, believer, for purpose. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon the serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. That's Luke 8:19 out of the Amplified Version. So, you know, fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And when you do that and you get after him, you're going to see great and mighty things, and you're going to be more so than ever before. This is the season for acquiring the wonderful wisdom of God. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as lions. This is a time to stand up and be bold like never before. The Lord will enlarge his path under you, so your feet won't slip in any circumstance, in any situation. Don't panic. God is for you. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? Meditate on this, for you caused my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord of my God illuminates my darkness. For by you I can run through a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, this way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. And for who is God except the Lord, or who is the rock save our God? That's Psalm 18, 28 through 31 out of the Amplified. He's light for the days of darkness. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproach or fault finding, and it will be given him. That's James 1 verse 5. So, you know, get ready. God is doing his thing, and know that he's going forward with you as never before. And, you know, get ready. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. So blessed be his holy name. God is for you. And when God is for you, as I've said so many times, who or what can be against you? I'll tell you, what a time to be a Lord. And there's no substitute for intimacy, people. You know, you got to put that time in, and it's so well worth it. It always pays off for you. And like I say, even in the smallest of things and all the little tumults that can happen to you in your daily life, God is there with you in it. And I tried to explain how he helped us through our situation just the other day. We came out victorious and enjoyed the whole process in its happening, knowing that he was doing it all for us. So, you know, bless his holy name, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. That was Jesus himself, with strong crying tears. So, you know, God doesn't ask you to do anything that he hasn't done himself. Let us therefore, receiving a kingdom that is firm and stable and cannot be shaken, offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship with modesty and pious care and godly fear and awe, for our God is indeed a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:28-29. I opened up with that scripture of shaking that in Hebrews 12, and that was 28 and 29. So, oh, fear the Lord, you saints, revere and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. I'll tell you, what an awesome God we serve. What a time that we're living in here right now. So we must rescue truth so that truth can rescue us. And that's what you're hearing more and more verbally. The righteousness of God is speaking up through people throughout this entire United States at all levels. In every one of the mountains, people are starting to speak up. And when I'm saying mountains, referring to the mountains of influence that are in our lives daily in this country and other countries as well. The government, federal, state, local, and military, in media, main sources of information, power to sway points of view, viewpoints to match their own. Even that, God is speaking up through all of that. Arts and entertainment, you know, the Hollywood industry as it was before these events since Trump's first administration going forward, is totally changed. It's in the dumpster. And there's because people are fed up with all the lies and the agenda and the things that they've been trying to propagate through there. And now they're all upset because it's being turned upside down. Look what they tried to do with Snow White and how big a financial failure it was in comparison to what it has been in the past. So old things have gone away. All things are being made new, people. Business, necessary for all the mountains to grow. There's a new way of doing business, and you do business righteously, God is for you. You know, when you learn to honor God with your money, with the first fruits of all your increase, you know, he told us, give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Then your business is going to grow as well. And God will, you know, you never see the righteous forsaken or begging bread. God, when you start trusting God with your money, you've opened up the doors of blessing that you had no idea were there waiting to be opened. The windows of blessing are opened up, and he'll pour out such blessing that there's not room enough to contain it. So get with God doing his things his way, and that includes your money. Education's being affected by this. It's become a tool of indoctrination to control the minds of youth going forward. That's being turned upside down. It's being turned back over to the states here in the United States, and people are going to be able to get involved and determine what is going to be taught to their kids and not this agenda that was coming from the federal government. You know, religion's being shaken. Is it man-made or is it truth? And there's much untruth in religion today, even that claims to be Christian in nature. There's a great foundation shaking going on, and it's going to continue, and it's going to be, there's going to be financial collapse in this area as well, and eyes are still yet to be opened, and these are going to be open, mightily glaring eyes. People are going to be shocked at what's happened on, and also God's coming back to family. It's the core of who we are and what we are, and not this redefinition of what family is, but we're getting back to it, doing things God his way. And that is all happening as we learn to contend and defend the faith, you know, and that's how we rescue truth so that truth can rescue us. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. So guard and keep with the greatest care the precious and excellently adapted truth, which has been entrusted to you by the help of the Holy Spirit, who makes his home in us. So study and be eager and do your utmost to prevent yourself or to present yourself to God approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling the skillfully teaching the word of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2:15 out of the Amplified. So put on the whole armor of God. Dress for the victory, people. You're called to be a history maker, to change the world. And, you know, now is the time to shake yourself and rise to the occasion, Christian. Get up, speak up, and be heard. Reject reject any form of compromise and complacency. Don't be accepting like that anymore. Stand for what is right. In Christ the King, we are more than conquerors. So when Jesus said it is finished, he fought the war and won on our behalf. See John 19 and 30. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, 36. So contend, you know, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the brother of James, writes this letter to those who are called, chosen, dearly loved by God the Father, and separated, set apart, and kept for Jesus Christ. May mercy, soul, peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, my whole concern was to write to you in regard to our common salvation, but I find it necessary and was compelled to write you and urgently appeal to and exhort you to contend for the faith, which was once for all handed down to the saints, the faith which is that sum of Christian belief which was delivered verbally to the holy people of God. So, you know, that's the book of Jude starting off right there, and I think I'll pull the message from here going forward. But people, we're coming into an exciting time, and get ready, man. God's just getting started, and he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, and he's not going to stop until the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea right now. You know, we're not just going to hold on until we get raptured out of here. He's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. Know this, healing is breaking out everywhere. There's a grand healing revival that's happening. I sent this out in a message that I had gotten. It's funny, I got attacked physically the moment this message came to me, but as I got it out, you know, and I stood my ground for my own physical healing at the time that this message came. I'm looking for the message right now so that I can get it to you, but I'll read it to you right now. But this was the message that God has given me, and it's just about a fresh word from the Lord about what I've been saying is going to be happening. You know, it's finally here. There's a new wave of healing sweeping the earth. A literal atmospheric river of healing is now underway, and it's seven times stronger than ever before that we've ever seen on this earth. The final outpouring is promised. He's coming back, people, for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. We are just in the outer bands of this wave, of this storm. Think about a hurricane and those outer bands that you see on the radar screen. We are just in the outer bands of this wave, but make no mistake, it's here, and it's here for his ecclesia everywhere. Receive it for yourself, proclaim it for everyone. For those of you that are on the outside looking in, simply get saved by believing in your heart, confessing Jesus as Lord with your mouth, and go forward with that victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, more so now than ever before. Blessed be his holy name now and going forward. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up and